This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What are you drinking? Is that a shrub?
No, it is homemade ginger beer, but non-alcoholic. It's more like ginger ale.
Very nice. How did you home make it?
It's my father's recipe, and I'm not allowed to share.
Whoa. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I see it right behind you. Two parts ginger water, one part soda, ginger root.
Ginger root right. On that board.
Are we rolling? Yeah. All right. Let me know when you're ready,
you're
Jeff.
You're so quiet. Why aren't you talking, man? You're the host of the fucking show.
Welcome, one in Gaul, Ryan or otherwise, to the State of the Gum Address.
I don't like that he was bouncing up and down for that.
Did you hear the music?
In a closet, in all olive. We heard the music.
Good. You then said, everything seems to be Gaul. Going according to plan.
The State Jake. Of Gum.
Jake Hurwitz, Amir Blumenfeld, it's been almost 9 years since you started HeadGum.
Wrong.
Putting you on the spot right off the top.
Actually, it wasn't right off the top.
Give the State of the Gum Address. Give the State of the Gum Address.
You want us to just talk about the state of the company?
Exactly, Rice.
Okay, so you got the date wrong. It's not almost 9 years, and what a weird time to do it. Like, that's not an anniversary.
What would be better, five?
Yeah, five. Oh, five is actually coming up, so that's apropos. It's going to be the five-year anniversary of HeadGum next week. Is that right?
In 2 weeks.
Is that Rice?
The state of our union is strong. We've never been more optimistic and cohesive as a company. And under my leadership and guidance, we will propel this LLC, this incorporated corporation into the next half decade with vim and vigor.
Vigor?
And Jake, I think you're fired for even talking before me.
I was just applauding you. I thought that was really good. I was going to get fired.
Rehired
at the
then.
End.
Rehired. Really? Rehired. I'll fire Marty or some if, shit.
What's I don't know that? If I want to work here if that's the fucking attitude. I think I
don't want to alienate you.
Already have.
You did.
Yeah. Because then I'm worried that we won't be as cohesive in the with vim and vigor.
Why? You keep saying vigor. How is it vigor?
I'm saying I.
What is vim?
Vim is like to do something vigorously.
I don't think so. It's redundant. Vigorous and vigor.
Vocab check. What's vim?
I have no idea. To be fair, I thought he was going to say Vimeo.
With Vimeo and vigor.
That's vim and rigor. Lot of fun changes happening in the company. And I think after listening back to the past few episodes, which were perfect, they were all perfect Zoom calls. I just thought it was important to get back to our roots, beer or otherwise, in terms of what this show is all about, Amir, which is the company, the network, HeadGum.
Right, yeah.
So
that's true.
You know, I did get chastised, obviously, for like leaking confidential information in a way, but I was wondering.
Right. Yeah, last episode.
Yeah. Okay. Really?
Yes, you brought it up. So don't say really. Yes, you brought it up. I'm agreeing with you. You can't be surprised at what you said.
What are some things Continue. That we are all excited about that we can talk about in a way?
Basketball's
I have a splitting
back.
Headache, by about. The way, I should say. I'm dehydrated and my head has been throbbing since I released the video in the Slack that we can't talk about.
Drink water.
The song parody.
Drink water. Though.
I am. I've had two electrolyte packets.
Did you just overexert yourself filming a video? You spent an hour or two filming a video no one except for us at the company can see because it's it's littered with confidential information. It's you dancing to a song.
So I did a You're a Jerk by New Boys parody featuring the names. Basically, I changed each line to feature the name of a podcaster or comedian that we might give a podcast to. So we can't release the video. And it's also all based right. on some kind of inside baseball Hollywood manager's names.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
You made a TikTok that nobody can enjoy.
I enjoyed it. I watched it twice. I think it's so stupid. But it, but in doing that, you gave yourself a migraine.
It's beyond a headache at this point. It's I'm in the eye of a migraine. There is quiet for just a moment. That's Roman now moment.
I think it's it's Roman? Spreading. This is insane. I have fucking. I have an ocular rift / migraine for this. So nice. Instead of virtual reality, it's like, yeah, I'm seeing, what is it called? Swirls or something?
Yeah. Floaters, is your headache contagious?
Yeah, floaters. For whatever reason, you're a human headache.
In a way. I've been described as viral and like not in the way that I'm like going kind of nationwide on TikTok, but more just, mm-hmm. yeah, that I'm kind of a disease. Yeah,
you are a virus.
Yeah. Marika? Say to the gum?
I agree. I was nodding my head, which is not good for an audio format. Sorry.
State of the gum.
State of the gum.
But for the record, Marika did say you were a virus.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. No, I'm trying to move past that because if I think about it and I stop and really think about it, it really like stings is all.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I have to use the restroom, but you guys can continue talking amongst yourself. I can hear you. I just won't be able to chime in. Okay. So I'm not ignoring anyone. I'm just not there.
You're going to mute yourself so we don't hear your stream or your plop. But don't shrug.
He shrugged.
Let's shrug find out.
Also not good for an
buyers
audio format.
Buyers beware.
Worst for the audio format is if
So I did shit myself right now. I didn't
this
think
is you as a real estate agent. All right, I do want the deal to stay open potentially, but I am going to go use the restroom. And buyers beware. Marika, state of the gum. Come on.
So
let's really
flush.
Fucking get into it. Now I'm starting to get angry because you dodged the question and you dodged the bullet in a way. Because I'm putting you on the spot.
I haven't dodged anything. I don't have I feel like I can't give a state of the gum. I don't own the company like these two. So, like, what am I going to say?
I don't know. Maybe, like, I mean, you're doing. Jake, help me out. This is absolutely ridiculous. Like,
I have a major interest in Marika giving the state of the gum because that would mean I don't have to. So I'm
and a vested interest, as in you've put your own money into the company.
I invested my own money.
Yeah,
for sure. And I invested my own vest.
All right, Marika, the floor is yours. The floor is yours. State of the gum. Give an actual speech. Here we go. 1 second.
All right. Well, actually,
maybe my worst nightmare. What song is this?
State of the gum.
Oh no,
Marika. If you don't want to talk about it, maybe you could tap about it.
Oh, I.
How
wish...
about it? And it...
No, you can't. What are you talking? Tap about it.
Marika's a tap dance artist.
Yeah,
I know, like, that. That's not what I'm having an issue with. I'm saying state of the gum to understand that I want people to know what's going on at the company. You're saying that Marika's going to tap dance and then convey what's going, the inner workings of the network?
Well, I mean, I do practice like improvisational tap dance. So I think I could do some sort of like modern interpretive dance, but it's tap and it's like my feelings on the state of the company. I think I could do that more than I could talk about it. But in terms of
you can tell a story through tap.
You really can.
I don't think
you
so.
You really can. You absolutely can.
Let's do it then. Let's see. Let's hear it.
Well, I don't have my shoes.
Do it barefoot
and,
on just put your mic on the floor. Put your mic on the floor. Your phone on the floor.
You don't have a floor at your place? The shoes, I understand.
Sorry,
no, I
that's
truly
like
just want to
tap
hear like
lingo.
This kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh wait.
Let's
hold
do
on.
It.
Maybe. Oh, she's got the shoes.
Take as long as you need. Yeah, I will cut out the dead air.
I mean, I'm not going to tap on my floor because one, I'm sitting on carpet, and two, I don't want to mess up my actual wood floor. Do barefoot on carpet
an interpretive dance routine to no, she had
an idea.
The
There's
the
an idea. There's we're getting close to what I think is going to be my fucking dream.
There was an idea of just slapping the shoes together.
So you do have the shoes.
Oh, there we go.
But where those are is a question, and I'm kind of
just
digging. Oh, wait,
nope,
I found them.
All right, let's do it.
Oh,
this
okay.
is
turning out your place. Yeah,
Marika, this is...
I'm absolutely... I'm floored.
Nice.
Here we go. Interpretive tap dance routine. This is the State of the Gum address.
Thoughts?
Super short, could barely hear it.
That was the entire history of our 5 years as a company.
I got distracted trying to match the beat of the song Jeff played that wouldn't allow him to hear my tap dancing.
I didn't hear any part of that kind of was interpretively announcing the hiring of intern Johnny.
It's not being picked up by
Where
Zoom.
Was us signing the Doughboys? Where was Nicole blowing up into an international phenomenon? I
thought you were going to say breaking a toilet.
No, I wasn't.
blowing up a toilet.
It's been over a calendar year since Nicole Byer broke a toilet in Chicago. Hall.
God damn. Yeah. I would kill to moment. Go back to what must have been one of the worst moments of Nicole's life. But...
I remember
you can revisit that in multiple live podcast episodes.
Last year,
Why Don't You Date Me?
And the story that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
At Talia Hall last year for HeadGum Live, I think we had just started work, or Claire had just started working at the company. And so it was Marika, me, Claire, Mars, Riley, and Emma, in a way.
Yeah.
In a hotel room.
In a way.
For the road / ages. And I ordered some food for the table. And because it was
for
like
for the room. What's Why that? You guys? We gave you all your own rooms, right? Nobody.
Yeah, but we were hanging out.
Okay. Cool.
It
That's
was
cool.
We were hanging out of an equal desire to eat food, but it was very late at night, and we were trying to find a place to
an invite.
You guys were still out.
I think you went to Linkin Park to dance or something.
You went to Linkin Park from where were we? Ogbo or something? Ogden.
You can always dance to Linkin Park. Everything you say to me
brings you one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break.
I need a little room to breathe.
Give me one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to freak.
Jeff, now's the time that you do the rap, because you know every single lyric to Linkin Park rap. Are you mad at me?
In the end, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Reach back.
In the end.
Are you done?
I guess I'm gonna, yeah, I'm done if it's not going to get a fucking positive reaction. I liked it.
You want it? What reaction was ideal for you to, in the end?
I tried so hard and got so far. And in the end, it didn't really matter.
Because you didn't give me anything.
Yeah.
Imagine a dentist's office that plays numb when they're administering Novocaine.
I'm sure it's happened.
What's that? You cut out, I almost screamed.
She said, I'm sure it's happened. She gave you an attaboy. She agreed.
You almost think.
You also must have heard it because you got so mad. It's like you heard exactly what happened. Overreacted. And then when we called you out for overreacting, you made it sound like she cut out.
No, and you're right. And I'll give you that one. Ferris, this is the sax point because I'm about to introduce this new segment. Sax. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow. Well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, and we're back.
I know you want to introduce a new segment, but you also didn't finish the story.
I've got a bone to pick. Dollars.
What?
$1 million. And I've got a bone to pick.
I'm going to shove a pencil into my nose so far up that it stabs my brain and ends me. And I don't want to hear you do anything else.
My week started, I woke up to a text from Amir. It said, Amir basically saying, hey, we're going to record a host read ad for review on If I Were You. Can you just text it to me? I said, when do you need it by? He said, today. I spent an hour and 20 minutes writing copy in a voice of your guys' show, which I guess a little bit goes against what you asked me to do because you asked me to write it in my voice. But I'm trying to get your guys' listeners onto my show, right?
You spent an hour 20 minutes writing that?
Sorry, I meant $120. It was more like 2.5 hours.
It was garbage, but continue. What's your bone to pick?
So you said you didn't have time. You said you didn't have time on your show, right?
Didn't have time?
You said you didn't have time to finish
to read the entire thing.
Yeah, the ads have to be like 2.5 minutes. You wrote a 5-minute script. We weren't going to read the whole thing as an ad.
Here we go. I'm reading the ad right now. I'm accosting your ears for this.
Oh.
I liked the ad. I thought it was great. I thought you did a stellar job.
Really?
I'm sorry that Amir didn't text you until the day that we needed it because he was supposed to do that earlier, frankly.
All right. Should I pick up where you guys left off?
Sure. I also just want to remind you that you began to tell a story in the previous segment and bailed on it.
What story?
You had everyone
we're
in,
cutting
in a hotel
to the
room.
Middle of an ad people haven't heard. So yes, that's I think a good order of operations.
I'm going to start from the beginning. Top 10 reasons to listen to if review instead of If I Were You by Jeffrey Landry.
You messed it up.
That's Bryce. It's either or. Feel free to ad lib. Number 10, it's better than CNN. Instead of Jim Acosta in your ears with slander of the men, women, and children in our armed forces, listen to Riley Anspaugh and Jeffrey James do improv comedy based off Yelp reviews.
That's sure to be better than the news.
That's where the ad should have ended. There doesn't need to be more than that. And it
number
didn't need
nine,
to have like
a, feeling a, chine. That's cheese and fine. Listen to review or don't.
Yeah, so that's actually like not helpful in any way.
Because that's the opposite. You're trying to get people to listen. And the second item was
can
to,
you not
for
interrupt?
People.
Can you not interrupt? Like, feel free to like absolutely improv
you said
off
to
of this ad lib. Absolutely ad lib, but just let me get through it, right? Because I don't want to have to like.
You said it was either or, and then you immediately said that they don't have to listen to review.
Number so eight, you like, should donate instead of sitting on your fat ass, listen to comedy podcasts during a global pandemic. How about you give your cash to a worthy cause?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that talking point.
Number seven, what about Yemen? I cannot stress enough the unimportance of listening to podcasts when there's a crisis named ISIS. Review couldn't matter less.
Yeah, so
okay. Two of them urging people not, maybe three of the four so far, urging people not to listen to the product that we asked you to advertise.
Number six, I'm losing sight of this. I was tasked with promoting my show or else I fear it will have to go. Review is hot, hot, hot. So please fucking listen to it or I will have to purposefully induce a blood clot clot. Seriously, I know how to do it on command.
What?
What was that a reference to? The hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. The island song.
I have an issue with this entire thing. I have an issue with everything that's happening.
Yeah, I have some notes also.
Red chime.
Is this part of the ad or have you gotten distracted?
Cabernet Sauvignon. With the manchego. Cheese and fine. Number five, where's my sex drive? Ever since
that
COVID
was
hit.
Just an aside.
Ever since COVID hit, the only thing that's turned me on are moonlit zits. That's right, a pussy hussy for this biracial gussy makes the gals fussy. The closest I've come to losing my virginity was a pity hug for my CPA.
God. You wanted us to read that.
Any takers? Want-
No, you wanted us to read that.
One
stop doing the Dr. Evil
quadrillion face. Dollars.
Why did you hug your accountant?
I got my taxes in on time for the first time in a decade.
Got it. Don't pay taxes as a 12-year-old.
Number four, do your chores. The sooner you get them done, the sooner you can have fun. That one's just advice.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Nice.
Number
nice,
three,
man.
It'll fill me with glee. To see our listenership rise would make me open up my thighs. If we hit 40,000 listeners, God. I'll let someone peg me live on Cam Soda.
Oh. You're so lucky we didn't read all of these. Yeah. I didn't even get down the list this far. I didn't even read the fucking thing. Yeah.
Number two, a Nancy named Drew. It doesn't take a small town dick to see that this small brown dick has a sense of humor about shit.
Yeah.
But that's as a what sons you're begging of humor.
My pee-pee is teeny, and I'll be the first to admit, so please listen to it so I can channel my wit into something worth it. I am begging you to listen to the show.
That's all it needed to be. I am begging you to listen to the show. Everything number else one, about you getting fucked.
Number one. Number one. Well, if I were you was no fun. Its course has been run, and the idea has been done and done. So why not try something new like review? So you too can chuckle at 220-something's kerfuffles until the cows come home. I now end my poem with one sad sentence and absolutely no repentance. My dad left home when I was 9 and I didn't see him again until he tried to come to my college graduation.
Is that true?
No, but it sounds good for the ad.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't
you
sound
lied.
Good.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. You can subscribe to Review wherever you get your fine podcasts.
Your chime.
That was your. That was your bone to pick.
That was my bone to pick. You guys didn't. I spent too much time and cash on it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. You rewrote a script that I helped to write.
No.
Yes.
I wrote the copy for art.
I fixed it.
Really?
As it's my job to do.
Of course. What did you make?
So obviously.
Probably worse, but maybe better. What did you adjust?
I just made it more clear.
I think Marika added the pegging thing to the script.
Yeah, I definitely did that one. No, I mean, that was bad copy. and it's too good long. That it wasn't read in its entirety, and it's sad that we had to listen to it in its entirety here. Okay. This is
he's
and
dancing.
Then we'll kind of change it out for like a sax fill or something. It doesn't fucking matter. Why are you guys all staring at me?
Yeah, I'd love to know the story that you were going to talk
There's
about.
There's no story. Yeah. It was just like, I remember that. I remember we were all kind of bonding for the first time, right? Because we didn't know Claire. She didn't care to get to know us in a way.
That's not true.
Really?
You were bonding for the first time and Claire didn't care to get to, it sounds like this story is a grievance.
This whole show is just me airing out my fucking grievances with the people of this network, all right? Mike Comite just ran me through Loopback, which was fine, but it's just like, he did it at the very last minute.
Yeah,
I'm sure that wasn't his fault, yeah.
Question the first. You guys just had an interview, right, with one of the candidates for one of the real jobs at the network?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And how'd it go?
I feel like we shouldn't talk about this.
Well, they're not going to listen to this. B, they're not going to know which one of them it is because you guys are kind of interviewing everybody.
I mean, the show is called the HeadGum Podcast. I think if I were,
we should say that it's afternoon, and we started recording at p.m. Eastern. So
Jesus,
I guess
we definitely can't even
kind of had the interview.
Yeah, we can't say anything.
This.
We can't say a fucking thing now, buddy. What'd you guys order, by the way?
We got sandwiches or something.
No, I feel like there was just a lot of appetizers.
Can you not do them the disservice of calling them appetizers? They were any teasers.
Why?
That's any tizers and appetizers.
Okay. Hmm?
You're not kidding.
I just remember eating fries.
Appetizer, right?
And
first course.
Okay, we're still doing this.
Appetizer, same thing, but it kind of teases you. A little bite before your entree comes out right. Anytizer are appetizers you can have at any time. Portmanteau, any teaser. Those are appetizers that you can have at any time.
And Marika, you said you had French fries?
Yeah. There was just like a plate of French fries.
And would you
it
call
took
that?
Forever for them to come, I feel like.
Correct. And then I had to go downstairs to pick it
up. What's your fry condiment? Like, what do you dip in a fry in? Are you dipping it in catsup? Are you dipping it in mayo?
Ketchup?
Yeah.
I do like ketchup. I like.
Why are you sultry?
Curious to know what your preference is on your fries. Do you like a dry fry? Do you like a
wet
fry?
I wish you were
less curious. Okay. You don't have to answer. I don't need to know, but Marika seems like she's on board.
I like fries. I have a lot of fry opinions.
Stiffest posture. Jake.
Well, Marika, I would love to hear your fry opinions in the form of a tap dance. A little bit longer than the history of the network, but I guess I would agree. I think shoestring fries are better than steak fries. I think that's obvious. Mm-hmm. Waffle fries are unsung heroes.
Yes.
I feel like that's essentially what you just said through your shoes.
Yeah, that was spot on.
What do you feel about garnishes beyond like salt? We talking truffle? Do you like a little parmesan?
I do like a truffle fry and at the right time. Truffle oil with parm is good. I like a sweet potato fry with a honey mustard dipping sauce.
Okay. That's really good.
I also just like honey mustard with regular fries.
I would just
condiment.
Eat honey mustard out of a sock. Okay.
Why a sock?
What?
Because I... It's just because I like honey mustard a lot. I would eat it out of a sock. I'm like,
are you eating anything out of a sock?
No, I don't eat out of a sock. I'm saying I like honey mustard so much that I'd eat it out of a sock if I.
I don't even think it's thick enough to stay in the sock. You imagine eating it out of the top of the tube?
I wouldn't eat it. I'm not imagining it beyond just like it fills a tube sock or something, and I squeeze it into my mouth.
Was it to make a point, or is this something that you've done?
I didn't do it. I said I would eat it because I'm saying I like sauce. I like go that.
Grab
type
a,
of socks.
Go grab a sock. Go grab a sock.
I can't grab a sock. My socks. My socks are all in the wash.
That's peculiar.
I ate sauce out of a sock, and now it's in the wash.
I had a Caesar salad
with a sock and a side of socks. I had a tube filled with lube, and I ate it out of a sock.
So you ate the tube out of a tube sock?
Not a tube sock, a tube.
What?
You know how paper towel rolls come in these, what are those cylinders called?
Tubes.
Tube.
Yeah, tube. So that's what I had. I had bleach and I had honey mustard. And I think I'm starting to faint.
You're gonna die. It's not faint. That's death.
My insides burn.
You're fading away.
Yeah.
Pixel
and
by
I
pixel.
I ate a MeUndie.
Tunnel vision. Go, Amir, go to the light.
It's beautiful. There's no corona here.
I had a bounty. I had a bounty. I had a Charmin. Are you kidding me?
It's the rule of threes. It felt like you were about to say another fucking paper towel brand.
It's called All Comedy, man. How else are we supposed to land a show with...
Okay,
you're gonna bleep these, right?
It's not gonna happen.
Bleep all of that. Bleep, cut out, not use. Dangerous to record.
You've gotta stop doing it.
Ferris.
This one we're live streaming. Yee, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but actually. Yes. Yes.
You're like a little brother. You know what pisses us off.
Yeah.
You
all right.
Get it. You just twist the dagger, don't you?
Here we go. New game alert. New game alert. All right, let me get a new game. Let me get that new game. Here we go one time.
You said here we go so many times and you haven't been able to
here
get
we go
the audio
one
cue,
time.
Huh?
No thoughts. Here we
already
go.
Already said one time. A couple times. This queue is way too long.
It's very Comedy Bang Bang-esque music queue.
Oh my god.
And that it keeps going. He gave up on his own bit. He's laughing too hard to pretend to play instruments.
He's moved on to a new instrument. He's getting tired. He has to be getting tired. Now he's playing the bass.
The bass is high. I mean, again, I don't know why we're not recording the Zoom call.
Yeah, this is, it's such a video, it's such a visual medium. He just keeps on doing, he keeps on miming instruments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing the piano.
Yeah. I think the rest of the show has to happen with this music.
Why did my commentary teach him loop back? Shouldn't have happened.
It's not good.
This is my fault.
How is your guys' week so far?
I mean, it's been... It feels later than a Wednesday. I was saying that it feels like it's almost like a Thursday or Friday because we crammed a lot into these 3 days.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Oh my God, you're so out of breath.
We all live in California and New York respectively, right? It's kind of 2 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. It is exactly 2 and 2.
All right, now here we go. Gonna share my screen. Boom!
Oh,
California
no.
Income tax calculator. Amir, how much did you make in 2019?
I don't feel comfortable sharing that information.
Well, you guys, it's, what, $5 a month on your Patreon? You have, like, what, 4,900, 5,000? Let's just say 5,000 for the sake of argument.
You cannot use this. You cannot ask this.
All
you
right,
cannot
let's just say Marika makes
in.
$30
private
an hour.
Information.
You test the boundaries. You blew past a boundary.
I should say
this.
We haven't confirmed any of these figures. You're making it up. We haven't said anything. Don't talk about how much money we make.
This is unbelievable.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's very it's uncomfortable.
How is it uncomfortable?
This podcast should be... How is it uncomfortable?
You're exposing private financial information about us.
You just said you didn't confirm any of it. Nobody listens to this show that cares.
I would say
the opposite. People. I feel like the people that listen to the show care the most.
Okay. Then it's good content. Sort of a catch 22 in a way.
Also, I feel like we've said multiple times throughout this recording that things are making us uncomfortable, but the one thing that we all wanted to know about, which was the story that you started telling, you refused
we'll
to finish,
we'll
and it was such an innocuous
we'll
thing.
Get to the story. I promise we'll get to the story. Very end.
We're basically through the story. Just finish it.
Every
you guys
time we do this show, I'm left ending it alone. Now I've got you guys on the hook, line and sinker. You gotta stay until I fucking finish the story.
That's the weirdest voice you've ever done. Every time we do the show,
you're like accusing me. You're accusing me in the South.
What's that?
Sorry, I was just saying you sounded like a prosecutor from Alabama or something. Don't fucking grind the show to a halt.
All right. New segment.
I also fully had no idea what you said.
I thought it was an inside joke. I didn't understand.
Atticus Finch style.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I'm fucking
exhausted. Is that the last show that
man.
You saw on Broadway, Amir?
What's that? Sorry, Jeff was saying he's exhausted, and Rick was asking me what my last Broadway show was. That's a fun question. Last Broadway show. You don't have to admit to being exhausted physically and mentally on the podcast. Ask us questions, start conversations. What's the last Broadway show we saw? That's really interesting.
By the way, of course you're tired because you danced, you mime played instruments for like 2 minutes and you told us up top that you had a migraine. You're overexerting yourself.
It's splitting pain at the back of my neck and I'm the one who has to do all the pre-writing for this shit. I have like 5 more segments to get through.
Five more segments?
We're at the 40-minute mark.
What was the last Broadway show that you saw?
Hadestown, I think.
Nice. Marika nods approvingly. Or
yeah, I think it was a recommendation from Marika.
I recommended it with the caveat that it's not my favorite, but it's good.
It was very Broadway.
That's an interesting take. I would say it's not traditional Broadway, but
the singing and dancing were very impressive. What are you doing, Jeffrey?
He made his hair look like Chris Angel or something.
Being a little scene boy.
Amir. Wow us.
No.
Every week I have to come up with every fucking segment. I don't know how I got tasked with this shit. But why don't you do any
next
better? Because Amir's been on every episode. Okay. Amir's left every episode before he ended it. Because he sometimes gets pissed off by me in some way. I don't know. Maybe I rub him the wrong way.
It's exactly what it is. I'm fed up usually after half an hour. You rub me the wrong way.
You come
10
on. You
minutes
try
ago,
to do better than
you were
you
yelling
better
at
than.
Me, asking
you...
me how much money I made. And then you started guesstimating on the fucking air about how much money I make, how much money I have to pay in taxes. You were trying to expose me or something like that. Of course that I don't want to be around you. And now you look like a fucking 16-year-old on MySpace pretending to be Dr. Evil. You're a bad guy. You have no redeemable qualities.
One segment. Just one segment.
What? I would say we were in the middle of a conversation that could be continued.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Jake, your last Broadway show?
I wasn't even part. They were having the conversation. You're asking me to interject now.
No, I'm saying like let's everybody kind of... Marika, your last Broadway show?
You didn't even hear my answer. Okay.
I do want to hear Jake's answer.
I don't know it. I think it was Hamilton, probably.
A solid one. A while ago, though.
It was a while ago. I haven't been to a Broadway show in a very long time.
How does a bastard, whore's son, son of an orphan dropped in the middle of a forgotten Scotland and then make it to the United States? Forgot why poverty and squalor. The $5 founding father without a mother had a lot longer, had a lot farther to jump the last hurdle. Then he got over turtle because he fell on a terrapin and broke his own fibula. Alexander Ham. My name is Alexander Ham. And there's a trillion things I have done. But just you wait. Just you wait. They all left progressively as I went along singing that. You've got to be fucking kidding me. They didn't get to hear the end of the story. I had one more segment I wanted to do, but I guess I'll just have to do it myself. Kind of just did a warm up for it. Have you guys ever heard the Beatles song Rocky Raccoon? Because it's basically, it's a classic, first of all, from the White Album. I think it was a Paul song, maybe a George song. It doesn't matter. But there's a version of it by Scary Pockets, the funk band out of Los Angeles. My friend Rhett Madison sings with them occasionally. They're very fun. They're like new wave Wolfpack. So here's Rocky Raccoon by Scary Pockets featuring George Crikey's. And then I'm going to try and like just go off the top. I'm going to sing about this podcast. I just started the HeadGum Podcast early in May of this year. There is no one who stays on the show until it's just me and you guys. I got cheated on by my own fiance. I deluded myself into thinking that my fiance was Beyonce. I deserve a raise at HeadGum because of all the work I put in to this podcast. I think everyone agrees that I should make as much or more than Jake and Amir Hurwitz. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. I appreciate it, every one of you guys. And hopefully next week I'll come up with a better ploy to get everybody to stay on till the end. Stinking of gin and proceeded to lie on the table. The HeadGum Podcast is better than if I were you and review. It's better than dead eyes. It's better than why won't you date me? The HeadGum Podcast has more listeners than Conan O'Brien needs a friend. Woo! Tell your friends! Recommend the show to everyone you know. Your dentist, your orthodontist, anyone who gives you Invisalign, your mom, your dad, your dad's mom, your mom's dad. And don't forget, your defense lawyer.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.